we were talking about...
Preparation for this show, unbelievable. We were over there...
No, you were... It was about your wife in the car?
No, definitely not. I'll definitely not be talking about that here.
No. All right.
Oh, hang on.
I've been to the doctor. I went to the doctor about my knee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What was it? What were we talking about?
No, that wasn't it either.
What was it?
Hang on. I need to get a bit of paper. Stay there. Just talk amongst yourself.
So, yeah, it was... I think it was... Wasn't me going to the doctor for about my dicky knee. Right. It wasn't about car issues.
I was over there.
You were standing over there and you said, oh, yeah, save that for the private. Man, what the hell? What are we talking about?
You're normally the one that remembers.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so I had to show you this. So when you pick up your new car, they have a thing on the dashboard that says, you know, congratulations. Congratulations, EFTM. And then there was a second one there.
Trevor Long for the Today Show.
Thanks, Aaron.
Good on you, mate.
Said that to the kids. They laughed.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
It's good. How is the new car?
Lovely. Yeah. Just really good. Yeah. Nice. Big fan. So happy with it. Yeah. Just beautiful.
Is your wife happy with it? More importantly.
Here's the thing. Here's the breaking news. Because I was meant to get it tinted yesterday, but the tinter had a sore back, so I couldn't do it. Anyway, and the day that I picked up the car, Amanda's had to drive the Cupra.
Hello.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And you know what? There was a bit of art. I want to drive it and stuff, but
she likes it.
I think she likes it deep down. Yeah, I think she's realized it's a good car too. It's just jarring, right? Because when I said tomorrow I'm going to pick up the car, you need to drive the Cooper. We need to go for a drive tonight, so you can learn how to drive it.
Yeah,
she said, "What do you mean?" I went, "It's not normal because like in the Cupra, and I've said this to you about EVs. I think there should be consistency." Like I don't like having a power button. I just want to sit down.
Yeah, and just
in the Cupra,
put it in drive.
If the key's in my pocket, I sit down with my foot on the brake. I put it into
drive.
Put
it in the
gear. That's it.
Yeah.
And when I pull up, I just push park and get out. I don't even press anything else. Yeah. I just press park and it turns off. In the Kia, you've got to press the power on button. So the other day,
and the power off button too. Does it let you lock it?
Let me go here.
Yeah.
So I was following Amanda back from somewhere, and she was stopping at the markets, and I saw the Kia on the side of the road. I thought, looking good there, Kev. Very good enough work. And I'm pretty sure in the
Kev
rear view
mirror, KEV.
Kevin. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
That's Rigby came up with that name. Full credit.
Nice.
Victoria wants Eva.
Oh, I like that even better.
Eva the EV9.
Eva.
You like that even
better? I would have gone with that.
The vote on WhatsApp was categorically Kevin.
Really?
Like categorically. It was like
sexist.
90%. Anyway, so I drive past, and in my rear view mirror, I'm sure I can see, because the daylight, the running lights are kind of a straight line. Yeah. I think that light's on. And the mirrors were out, so I knew she'd left it unlocked, which she does a lot. And so I pulled over, and I thought, I'll just lock it remotely with the app. Yeah. So I pulled over, opened the app, pressed lock, wouldn't work.
Uh-oh.
I ring Amanda, doesn't answer. She rings me back and I go, babe, are the keys in the car? Like, what's happening? She goes, no, I've got them with me. I went, did you leave it on? Like, I think you left it on.
Yeah, right.
And she did, because it's another, like,
trap for
young
players.
Allowed, because it's not running.
Yes.
You don't hear it. You can just
you
get
can't
out, right?
You can't lock it when it's on.
No.
I've discovered.
No, that's right. Of course not, because you
can't
don't
want to. Lock it.
Like, the key might be in it or whatever.
I can lock mine. My Merc, if I step out of the car, if I haven't hit stop, it'll make a noise. But I can shut the door and lock it. It'll say, okay, then you're going. And it'll lock still.
But will it turn off the car?
It turns off the car.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Yours is going to turn off the car at that point.
Because I've decided I'm out, lock it, and it's out. It's off.
I honestly haven't tested if you...
The Kia doesn't do
if
that.
If you shut the door and lock it, whether that... Anyway, it was just a little learning, but it's all good. No, she's loving it. She's driving it. She had a bit of a drama today in a tight spot. But, you know, that's the Carnival was a big car too, but it just didn't beep as much. So I think this has got way more radar sensors around it.
Of course.
And so it beeped a lot, you know, going around a tight turn, and it freaked her out a bit. But you get used to it. And I'm also trying to be as blasé as I can about, you know, scratches. Like, things are going to happen. It's going to happen. It's a car.
Rims.
It's not a bloody... no, I don't think the rims will be easy because they're such fat tires. It's a car, mate. It's not the end of the world. I really don't want to be that guy anymore.
I am that guy.
I know.
I don't want to scratch my rims, although there was a little scratch on one of my rims, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, look, I mean, here's the thing. When we drove the Cupra, we said we're going to go to Bunnings. So we pulled up somewhere, and as she was getting out, because she was, you know, I could tell she was a bit anxious about it. She was walking away. I said, come here. And I pointed at the wheel. I said, look at that. And she goes, what? I went, I scratched the rim.
You did?
Yeah. Ooh. I said, babe, it was at Channel 9. This bloke turned
right in.
This is
the Cupra.
Yeah.
Oh.
This bloke turned right in on me when I was turning just in the car park.
Yeah.
And I went over the bloody curb. Like, nothing I could do about it. And I said, it's a wheel. It's going to happen. In the next five years,
I'm a little
it's going to happen. And look, it bugs me every time I see it, but it's life.
I know.
So I wanted to know that I'd moved on from being a narc about
that.
I was never a narc. When it first happened, she drove my BMW into the 2-year car park and scratched it. She was in tears when she came home.
This is before you got married, huh?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
That was a critical.
I was very forgiving.
That reaction of yours just shaped the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That reaction. you imagine you'd have gone, you idiot, what are you doing? Trevor would be single today. Trevor wouldn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And would be single
Hang on,
this
not
day.
Only am I single, I don't have a girlfriend. Wow.
You'd be gone.
Escalated quickly, that
wow,
one.
Wow, wow. But no, I was just yesterday telling Jo, I said, look, if you drive this car, because she likes it. I've got the EQE SUV and she loves it. And I'm thinking, look, if you drive
it.
Oh,
hang on, she loves it. There's a bit of drama here.
Yeah, I know. If you like it.
Stephen thought he was just going to get a BYD or something for Jo. Now he's in for an EQE SUV.
She likes it. And I said, look, if you drive it, just watch the rims. Don't scratch the rims.
Yeah.
Because it's not my car.
Yeah.
But but her reaction is, well, I'm not going to drive it then. And I'm thinking, no, drive it. Just be careful. She still hasn't driven my Merc, my new Merc.
Yeah,
she never drove my Tesla was five. I had it for 5 years. She never drove it once.
If you'd have said to me, just drive mine, I would have said no. I'm as afraid of you as she is.
What?
There's no way she would drive your car. Because she's mean my scared current of that
car,
reaction.
My current
either,
car.
Either of them.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have clicked out on that. If we weren't married, if it was still in that stage, I would have said, "Oh, that's okay, babe. She's all right."
Are married now. That's what I'm saying.
But now, if say that happened now, and you're married to her, right? Years later, you got kids and everything. Would you have said, "Oh, shit"? Yeah. Would you have?
No, because
would you have blown up?
Like,
or
when she scratched the side of the Kia, I just went, whatever.
Look, I'll be honest. I'm not an idiot, all right? If it's an accident, I'm not going to blow up. I'm going to think, well, okay, as long as you're all right, don't worry, we can fix the car. It's happened in the past. Yeah. We've done it. Yeah. We've experienced that together.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not going to make a big fuss about it because what's more important, your car or your wife? Or in your case, your fiancé?
I don't know, actually.
Girlfriend?
We were in Seaforth.
Friend
so
with benefits? What was going on there?
She was living with me, mate.
Okay.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, okay. Good. Yeah. That was, I reckon, that's kind of like a sliding doors moment for you, that when you think,
you reckon?
Don't worry, babe, that's okay. And she would have thought, an eagle bloke. That sealed the deal, I reckon.
It all downhill
from
there, babe.
You weren't engaged at the time, were you?
I
reckon that was a point in your scorebook, mate, that you thought, okay,
well, I'm glad.
That's good.
Glad I scored
this
some guy, points.
This bloke's not a total idiot. He's all right. He's all right. He's bloke.
That part has expanded greatly.
But I'll tell you a story. When Joe and I first started going out, and this could potentially have ruined our relationship, right? We went out and we went to the Duke of Gloucester. And she
the who?
Denies this, right?
Is this
the Duke
pub?
Of Gloucester's a pub in Clovelly.
Yep.
And she denies this to this day. I said, okay, we'll go out and okay, you go order and everyone gets their food except me. And I'm thinking, did you order? And she goes, yeah.
And I've seen him at a pub when he doesn't get his food too.
And I've gone up to the counter and I said, I'm just waiting on a chicken with plum sauce. And she goes, oh, sorry, we never got an order for that. And I'm convinced she didn't order for
your
me.
Your memory.
And I would have said, I went back to the table and went, they didn't get the order. They forgot the order.
This is while you're dating?
Yeah, we were like 3 months in.
Go
right?
on. Yeah.
And I reckon it could have been dead set ended. I said, you forgot to order my food. What the hell? I could have made a fuss about it, and that would have been it.
See,
that
I would
have been it.
I would, you know, what I would have done when the lady said we didn't get an order. I said, can you just order a chicken with plum sauce?
That's what I did.
I would have gone back to the table and said it's still being prepared.
No,
I wouldn't have mentioned it.
I went back to the table and I never blamed her.
No.
I said, look, I said they didn't get the order right. They stuffed up the order. And I've ordered it.
I really want to get Joe on the line
now. Oh, mate. She'll say, I ordered it. She swears to this day she ordered it. I said, well, why wasn't it?
Can we get Joe on the line?
No, we can't.
Come on.
No, we can't.
Come on.
She's busy right now, mate.
What's she doing?
Probably cooking dinner. I don't know.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm not going to get her on the line. No. You get your wife on the line. I'll get my wife on the line. How's that sound? You want to get her on the line to talk about the blow up with your car?
Would
you even remember that? Yeah, with your BMW.
You want to know whether it was a defining moment in our relationship?
No, I'm not going to.
You
want to
know?
I'm not going to.
You
want to
know
wife.
If it's a defining moment in our relationship?
She's not.
Is that what you
answer.
Want to know?
No.
Amanda's not going to answer.
Don't ring her.
You
do not ring your
she
wife.
She won't answer because it's a private number. That's
no, don't
phone.
Ring her. Do not ring
you
her.
You don't want me to ring her because you don't want to ring Joe.
No, I don't want to ring Joe. I know that I don't want to ring Joe. She's not going to want to talk on the show, mate. But she'll there. Yeah, she'll deny it. She'll deny, deny, deny. But I reckon she forgot. It's still. I still bring it up sometime. Whenever when she said it's like the chicken plum sauce. What are you doing to me? Like we'll mention it, you know. Do you know that you have those little stories that you bring up again?
Mate, I don't remember anything.
You got no memory. Yeah, okay, you go.
Yeah. I
remember it. Duke of Gloucester. There was four of us. I think we were with – it was me, Joe, and it was with her – I think her cousin and her boyfriend at the time. Four of us.
One of the main ones I remember from the early days of Amanda and I going out was we went to like a Kirribilli RSL.
Yep.
And it was very early on. I probably hadn't met all her friends. She's got a very core group of friends.
Yep.
And they were very cool group. Anyway, so I go there. We're all getting on or whatever. And then I go up to the bar and I order because we got there late, let's say, and they've all got drinks. So I go up and I go, and I come back to the table with a beer and a lemon rusky. And Amanda's sitting opposite me. I put the beer in front of her and the lemon rusky. And Duncan, one of her mates, goes, I think you got those around the wrong way. I went, mate, nope, I do not.
So Amanda drink beer?
She did at the time. Yeah, yeah.
Beer?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think at a place like that, there was not really many other options.
Yeah,
maybe.
Right. And but what did you get? Lemon rusky?
I got my lemon rusky.
Was a little umbrella in it or something?
And I'm pretty sure Share they remember beer. That to this wow. day. And the other, wow. I'll tell you, the other one I remember, we were at, I wonder if they were dating at the time, Duncan and Sarah, two of them got together. And they're married now. Great, happy couple, great kids and everything. Yep. But Sarah had a party once in the city, that apartment in the city, and we were there. You know, it was just a bunch of people I've never met and everything. But there was some point we were standing around, and I can't remember whether I was in the conversation or I got called into it. But it turns out they were talking about the Athens tape.
Oh.
And, you know, the Hadley tape, which we've talked about ad nauseum here.
Yeah.
And so I got called in. And Duncan, the same guy that pointed out the Rusky, goes, wait, you're the Trevor in the Athens tape? And he starts fucking reciting the tape.
Wow. So the Athens tape, you were married by then, were you? Or not?
When did we get married? No, we didn't get married. We were.
You were married already?
Yeah.
So this was early in your marriage?
Yes.
But you just happened to, he just happened
to
record.
Yeah, he just happens to recite it, and it was like, wow. Oh my God, I was a celebrity at this party because I was the guy that was being yelled at in that tape. Maybe you're right. Maybe it was actually around the time, in the month around that happening, that they worked out that it was me, and it was like, oh man, tell us everything. And I'm like, nope, not happening. And here I am now talking about it all the time.
There you go.
Anyway.
Funny. So how long, you've been married for how many years?
20 years at the end of this
and
year.
And how many years you together?
2001, I started doing my best. End of 2001, okay. September, I think I was
so
texting
by
her.
So December this year is your 20th anniversary.
20th anniversary,
so you got married in 2004, December 2004?
Yeah, December 2004, right. January 1, because it was New Year's Eve, 2005.
Okay.
The Tennis Masters Cup Sydney,
what?
I'm going to say was probably in at the end of, here we go. Tennis Masters Cup was held at the Sydney Superdome. Where's that?
Out at Homebush.
Homebush.
Yeah.
That's Kudos Bank, is it?
I think so,
From the 12th of November to the 18th of November. And so 2UE had some sort of broadcast rights. I think we were broadcasting from out there. I remember being out there and
she was out there too?
She did the show. So I did the sports show. She was doing the nights show. Yep. It was either, I can't remember the order of them, but Stan Zamanek, Andrew Harwood, and John Harker were the hosts she worked with.
Yep.
And, you know, they were on Next, and I don't know, whatever it was that we were texting about, and then it was probably that next weekend we were texting on a Saturday night, and onwards it went. So let's call it November 2001.
Okay. Okay. Because Joe and I were together 5 years before we got married.
Mate. I wasn't waiting that long. If she was sticking around, I was sticking around forever.
We were young, though. Like she was only 18 and I was 19.
Well, so if we got married in 2004, December, then I proposed, I think it was the 6th of December, 2003. God, I hope that's the right date.
Where did you propose?
At Luna Park. Outside of Ripples on the steps of the harbour.
Was
under
she
the harbour
expecting
bridge.
This? Had you talked about it? Did you have a ring?
Yeah, I had a ring. I'd ask her dad in the week
and
before.
And she wasn't, and she was
I don't think
in
she was fully aware of why we were going to such a special dinner. It's over at the Opera House, a restaurant somewhere over at the Opera House.
And did she have any input in the ring? Did she know you were ring shopping?
We must have obviously talked about it because she definitely wanted a Tiffany style ring. Oh. She knew I couldn't afford a Tiffany ring. So I went to the great people at Dracarcus Jewelers, who were sponsors of 2GB at the time, and got a great and wore my 2GB shirt on the way in.
Yes.
And and got a beautiful they made it. They made it. It looked really nice.
Yeah, no, I got my we talked about it and she had input in the ring.
Mm.
And then I said, okay, leave it to me. And then when I was going to do it was up to me then.
Yeah, right.
So she knew what she – I knew what sort of ring style she wanted.
Yep.
And we had a friend of a friend who was like a jeweler who got us all kind of mates rates on the ring.
Yeah. What about both of us rorting the rings?
Oh, well, you know, it's a solid – it's a few grand.
It's only a rort if you're not in it.
Few thousand back then. There's a lot of money, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, and today I think it's a lot, worse.
It's dead set way worse now. But I remember, I proposed to Joe – at the outside, the in front of the MCA on the harbour.
Yep.
It was 4 years to the day of our first date, which was a harbour cruise on that spot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And it was big softy.
Yeah. It was emotional.
Yeah, big softy.
Yeah, it was nice. And she said yes.
Lovely. Did you? I
asked the old man. Yeah, I asked the dad.
Because
the man
is Richard was on the fucking ladder out the front of the house putting up Christmas lights because he was the big Christmas lights guy.
You went, oi!
And I think because, you know, I'd been around the family for a couple of years by then.
Yeah.
And he was the Christmas light guy, like on the news and everything. Like, I'm talking fucking Griswolds, like the whole thing. They were, we've got tapes of them on 10 News. Like, it's extreme. Not anymore. But I remember, so he's putting up the lights. And I remember going around, I'm on my own, firstly. Well, that's a bit weird.
Yep.
And I remember seeing him out the front and he fucking wouldn't get down. So I went inside to see Amanda's mum.
Yeah.
As if to say, can you get him fucking down off the ladder?
Yeah, I've got to ask him something.
Yeah, and as soon as I said that, she ran out going, Richard, get down! Or something like that. Like,
Trevor, did you ask you something?
That's my recollection, right?
And how did you word it?
She diplomatically went back inside and then let the conversation out. I don't remember, mate.
Mate, I remember the wording. I remember asking John, God rest his soul. I remember asking John, Joe and I have been together for a few years and I love her. I'm hoping with your permission that we'd like to get married. And I explained to him, I said, look, I'm going to support her. She will not need a thing. You know, I'm going to work really hard and make sure we have a great life together and da da da. I sort of sold the fact that, you know, we're going to, and he goes, mate, that's great. I'm really happy. And jokingly, he said, I'm glad you're taking her off my hands. So, like, good for you, mate. But that was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't remember the conversation at all. I'm confident Amanda's mum
was. Sold the fact that I was.
She may
I'm
not
good.
Have screamed, but I'm pretty sure she was like, Richard, you know, that kind of thing.
You need to take this call.
Because he was like, I've really got to string up these fairies, you know, because he had a fairy that was animated. It would fly through the air.
Yeah.
And it's like, mate, can we just.
But you don't remember what you said, but can you remember his reaction?
No, no. Obviously he was happy.
Did he say, positive. Oh, good on you, mate? Yeah.
No, I don't. And really? That's the worst thing about having a shit memory is I don't remember those kind of things.
I remember him saying, no, good, no, I'm glad. You know, he said, we were together 4 years already, and so I was
I can't even remember whether we had gelato before or after I proposed.
No, we went to dinner. We had dinner.
We had dinner.
And we had dinner at Doyle's on the harbour.
There was a restaurant in about level one of the toaster. One of those.
Yeah, nice. Yes. On the harbour too.
Yeah, over at the Opera House.
And I'm opposite side. I did.
We might have caught the ferry across to
I was on the opposite side. How's that?
Yeah. Luna Park.
Ah, that's right, Luna Park.
And then under the bridge. But I'm pretty sure we had gelato. I'd be amazed if we didn't have gelato.
Do you remember her reaction?
I'm pretty sure I got a hug and a kiss.
Giddy up, baby.
Don't get those anymore.
Yeah. And did you put it on it, actually put it on a finger?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Get on the knee, down on the knee?
Definitely.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Tradition, eh? Tradition. I'm wondering when in the future, potentially. Your daughter,
mate. I don't want to think about it.
Is gonna.
I don't want to think about that at all. Like I just.
It's gonna happen, mate.
I'm feeling like I take the piss out of you a lot for being old and the progression of your life and you know being a granddad soon. But
what?
And then I think to myself, like Jacko's 17. It could be a year or two or three before you know. Who knows? Because kids might see a different way of approaching things.
Yeah.
Well, like it might be that. Why don't we do it? Like my mum's partner, Gary, one of his daughters, Lisa, had a baby really, really young, I can't remember, but I feel like she was in year 12. But I don't want to. I don't want to speak out of school. But she's very young.
Yep.
To the point where now, like, they're my age, and they've got adult, like, super duper adult kids, and so it's like, you know, it's really different. And you know, obviously at the time it was probably, you know, scary and all that stuff. But actually, weirdly, I look at it and I go, you know, they got through all the bullshit of kids and education and all that, and then they're still young adults essentially, and they get to live through their, you know, mid-30s into 40s, free.
Well, it's kind of how I've lived. That's like me. Like we got married. I was 23 when we got married. 24. Yeah. Joe was 23. Yeah. We had a Jackie. I was 27.
Yeah.
And
I'm saying take 8 years off that. You know, but it still makes a massive difference. But like, when was the first time you and Joe went overseas without the kids?
We haven't been overseas without the kids. We haven't. Okay. We went to the States with the family. We did that.
Yeah.
Like Joe and I. Oh, we went to.
I look at the prices. We're never traveling with the family again.
We've been to Hawaii a few times. Yeah, we did that without the kids. Oh, mate. Since Jackie was like about 16, 17, I think. 17, 18, she might have been.
Yeah.
And yeah, but don't forget, my in-laws live next door.
That's true.
I could leave them. They had supervision, so I was good to go. Joe and I talk to my kids and their friends' parents. They all say the same thing. Goes, oh, all my friends' parents are way older. They're like in their 60s.
And, yeah.
Because we had them relatively young kids. I love the conversations we have. You know, you still got to look after your kids' school holidays and all that sort of stuff. And that happened so long ago for me. Like, my kids are all in their 20s.
Yeah, we were talking about recording schedules, and I'm like, okay, yes,
but
we've got the school holidays coming up, so I need to think about that and yada, yada, yada.
That's life, mate. But you know what? It won't be long before that's off your hands. You know, like, how old's Jacko now? 17.
17.
Like, mate, I was married at 24.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, so since not everyone's going to do that, and in this age, I think they wait a bit longer. They like to sort of
play the field,
do things. No, play the field, like go travel and do all that shit before they get married. Whereas I did it after I got married. Like all my mates and all even Joe's friends, we're all doing big Europe trips and traveling. And like one of my best mates came back from Europe for my wedding, right? And we did our Europe trip on our honeymoon. That was our, because I was still playing footy, remember? So I couldn't travel during our winter, which is the overseas to their summer, because I was still playing footy. So we waited until to travel to do all that other stuff.
I wish I had receipts from my trip to overseas, because we went to America and Europe.
Yeah.
I would have been... So I would have been 1994. So I would have been like just turning. I would have been 17, going on 18, right?
Right.
So Jackson's age right now is the age that I went overseas.
So imagine if you said, "Hey, Dad, I want to go to Europe for 8
Amanda
weeks."
Amanda would lose her shit.
Would you let him go or not?
Depends
on who he's with.
Yeah, I think that would be a big part of it.
Yeah.
But also,
if he's going with his girlfriend,
I just can't imagine. Oh, I can't
travel with the girlfriend.
Think about
no?
that right now. No, I can't. I can't imagine how much that would cost. Like we stayed in youth hostels and all that kind of stuff. So it was obviously very affordable, but even just you know, obviously economy flights to around the world or just to Europe.
Yeah, you're looking at what eight grand or something. Like
economy flights,
economy 6 grand. Six?
Two, I guess, if it's two people.
Yeah, mate, it's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, like how do kids have gap years now without their parents funding it?
Exactly. Well, you know,
don't expect me to fund it, buddy.
That's why this Europe trip we're doing this year is so important for like it's dead set. A bucket list trip for Joe.
Yeah.
Because, mate, we haven't traveled to Europe together since our honeymoon.
Yeah, wow.
And so that's why
she's
putting...
Which was like 73 years ago.
It was 32 years ago. Nearly 32 years ago. So it's that's why it's such a big trip and so we're so looking forward to it is because we hadn't done anything like that to that length. Like we were 8 weeks away on our honeymoon. We did 8-week trip around Europe. We even did America on the way back. And this trip is massive because it's the first time we've done it for a while.
So, inside baseball for the hardcore fans, we're going to bank, movies, and maybe a couple of EVs. But I can get some guest hosting on EV as well. Like we can get through.
Just get in there. You can do it on your own, mate.
Well, I could ask Dowling and stuff. But anyway, we can find a way, right?
Yep.
Tech, I'm thinking there'll be some guest hosting involved. We'll get through that. Here's an idea. Just an idea for the private, right?
Yeah.
Because it's still always nice to think about six a week. And banking privates is easy because it is just us just talking shit, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you've – like, just throw topics at us.
Yeah.
Like, imagine the listeners throw topics at us.
And we do a private feed.
And then in – you know, the month or two beforehand, we just bank a couple timeless. Yeah. Just here's a topic, talk about it.
They're all timeless.
Yeah. Well, they are true.
Yeah.
Broadly.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I'm
just
up for that.
Throw topics at us. Yep. We're either going to have six or eight to fill the gap, or we're not.
Yeah.
If you throw topics at us,
we can. Smash
some of the
out.
Topics will be 10 minutes. Some of them will be 30 minutes. It'd be interesting to just, you know, get a bit of user input into the into the topics for the private.
What do you want to know that you don't already know?
Yeah.
What do you want us to talk about?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw it at us.
Because you know what? What do they say? Your customers are your best engineers.
Listeners are your best researchers.
Yeah, there you have it. Yeah.
As Daryl Broman says.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a way of approaching the product.
Good idea. Yeah, absolutely.
Because then it's you. It's also more of you over the period.
Yes.
In the feed.
And let's face it, that's why people listen. For both of us, not just me. For both of us. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
I just don't know. Good luck to you. You're going to get someone else to do the two by talking tech. I just don't know what they're going to – the reason we're doing this for such a long time is that we've got a chemistry.
I can build chemistry with other people.
We work together well, yeah. I bet you can, mate.
Let's be clear. There's some people that I can't.
Yeah.
And they won't be here.
No.
But you never know. Mate, the biggest stumbling block is they've got to come here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And it's a long way away too.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I got my passport back too with my new American visa today.
Nice.
Yeah. I decided to get the – I could have gone in to pick it up, but it said courier delivery, like $52. I said, send it to me. It was less than 24 hours later, I had my passport in my hand. It was good. Yeah.
Here's
American visa till 2029.
Last thing I'll say is, I've done this before, but I feel like I've never spoken about it or written about it. The Apple online ordering system is fucking out of this world. Yeah, I think we have talked about this because you've done it. I went to buy, so I bought a new iPhone for Amanda.
Yeah.
I bought an iPad for Stig and a new iPad for the office here. And it's, you know, fucking 10 o'clock in the morning or something. Put the address in, whatever. Goes delivery tomorrow or this afternoon, $15. It fucking arrived that night.
Yeah, it's good.
$15.
I've done that. Who do I do that for? I bought Jacqueline an Apple Watch.
That's the one.
That arrived like 3 hours later. She had it. She goes, I don't believe it. It's just arrived, Dad. Like, she rang me up and says, oh, it's already here. I said, yeah, of course.
That's wild.
Yeah,
what a great
3 hours later,
system.
It was in her hand. Yeah.
So good.
I mean, why not? That's last foot to the customer, right? You want to make that as smooth as possible, get it going.
Well, it's the same as like Amazon Prime.
That's genius.
It's one of the last things that would ever disappear from my subscription list.
Oh, mate.
Not because of the Reacher or something on the TV. It's because I can order something. So I ordered, you know, new hard drive, some cables.
Prime.
And they arrive that day, if not that night, the next day.
Coming this week on Prime, Roadhouse.
What's that?
Remake of the Swayze movie. Patrick Swayze.
We've seen that?
Roadhouse. Yeah, we've done it on the show.
Oh, that's the one with the
bouncer.
The bar. He's the bouncer.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal is in it and it looks
He gets
unreal.
On with the, is it the daughter of the owner?
No.
Who's the chick he gets it on with?
The chick is the doctor, that staples him up.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But it's on Prime.
And he has a fight with people who live across the river?
Across the river, yes. Okay. Your memory's coming back to you.
Yep.
And he's a cooler in a
So
in
who
a bar.
Plays Patrick Swayze in?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he's ripped as too. He's jacked. Should seem.
Who
he's a UFC fighter.
Who plays the chick we get to see naked?
I don't know. I haven't watched it yet, mate. It's not out yet. I'll tell you next week. But it'll be on my list to watch this weekend. It's going to be good.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, Roadhouse.
A series or a movie?
Movie.
Oh, really?
Movie.
Why would they remake it?
They wanted to remake it. Conor McGregor's in it. And Jake Gyllenhaal, he was on the Smartless podcast with and he was talking about how they had to, between at a UFC fight, they had to have some time at the end to film their bit.
Someone mentioned to me, it might have been a caller, it might have been someone really close to me, I'm sorry, I've forgotten, but we were talking about podcasts and someone mentioned Smartless and they said, you know what, I really enjoyed watching it when it was on Prime or whatever
TV
it was on,
show.
Right?
Yeah, it was a
but
series.
As a podcast, I struggle because there's just so many people talking, I can't work out who it is. And it's
some of, you know what, it's hit or miss sometimes. Like the one with Jake Gyllenhaal, the recent one, was they were just talking about shit for a while. It was like they were. He was. He's
into, like this.
He's into his cycling, and that, I'm thinking, mate, I want to hear about fucking Roadhouse, and I want to hear about frigging about Brokeback Mountain. I want to hear about this, and you can hear Sean Hayes wanting you to ask these questions, and Jason Bateman and Will Arnett trying to crack jokes and trying to make it all funny. There's a balance. It's a fucking great. It's really funny and it's really good, and the guest is funny as well. But yeah, there was some. Sometimes they are just trying to one up each other on being funny.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, mate.
That wouldn't happen here, though. Would
no,
it?
Never.
Yeah.
You couldn't one up me if you tried. Booyah!
Yeah. Good luck to you, mate. You keep thinking that.
Stephen Fennick, Boumaye.
Stephen Boumaye. That means Stephen, kill him.
I felt it was wrongly worded though, because it sounds like.
Kill Ali.
Yeah. Kill Ali. It sounds like Kill Ali.
We're referring
anyway,
to...
Anyway, next week.
Next week's show, which is a documentary we've got on the best movies you've never seen, When We Were Kings.
You'll have to wait and
tune
hear
in
it.
Friday.
Go and download, watch the movie.
So next week.
And enjoy it, and then or the documentary, and then enjoy the podcast.
It is still a
next
movie.
Week.
It's a movie.
Yeah, it's a documentary.
It's a documentary, movie-length documentary. Still a movie. You're going to watch it.
Whatever.
Movie length.
It's got the shivers.
It's bloody great.
All right, mate. See you next week.
See you, buddy.
Goodbye.